A member of the Electoral Commission, Rebecca Kabuki Ajalo, says the presidential and parliamentary nominees had ample time to fill and submit their forms, reacting to issues bordering on the disqualification of some presidential nominees on the Commission's interactive program on GBC dubbed Ask the EC. She said the office of the president and parliamentarians are serious. Therefore, the time frame of between the 13th and 30th of last month was enough for the nominees to have been endorsed and presented their forms. Madame Ajalo also noted that most of the infractions that led to the disqualification of some presidential candidates bordered on forgery and criminality.
The opening of the nomination, that was from the 13th to the closing of the nomination, that is the 30th. As a presidential nominee, you could have submitted your nomination. Now, the reason why it is better to do that in good time is that you have the opportunity of correcting your errors. Now, when you look at CR 94, Regulation 713, the nomination form shall be in quadruplicate and shall be delivered personally by the presidential candidate or any of the persons specified under sub-regulation 2B between the hours of 9 in the morning and 12 noon and the hours of 2 and 5 in the afternoon on or before the nomination day. So it states clearly that. So they had ample time within which, if they had any problem with the filling of the form, to have come to the Electoral Commission. Some of the serious infractions bordered on criminality. They bordered on forgery. They bordered on other contraventions of the criminal. When you critically look at the signatures, there is a lot of doubt. You find instances where headmasters have thumbprinted their signatures. This is the reason why some of these infractions we have referred to the Ghana Police and the Attorney General for further investigations. We ought to be serious in this country. And wanting to be a president is no mean feat. Now, the nomination process is to get the best for this country, the best candidate out there to be voted on. And we have to take our job seriously. Elections, mainly, to be fair, you have to rely on the law and proceed directly in the direction of the law. So we followed the law, and that is the conclusion that we have arrived at. We have to think about Mother Ghana.
Madame Ajalo noted that the commission has begun the process of prosecuting those found culpable of breaching the law during filing of the forms. She said the commission will soon forward the details to the CID and the Attorney General for advice and subsequent prosecution.
We have prepared the documents ready for transmission to the police service and the Attorney General. Now, very soon means that we have all the details. Everything has been done. So, basically, within the next week or so, you would...
Ikea Donko's running mate will be prosecuted.
You know, this is what the Ghanaian populace have been calling for. They are saying the EC is not
fair.
A member of the Electoral Commission, Rebecca Ajalo, for her part, the deputy chairperson of the EC in charge of corporate services, Georgina Opokwa-Mankwa, expressed surprise at the comments that the EC acted unfairly. She said the commission gave the parties ample time to submit the forms, adding that once the aspirants took the decision to contest, they should have done their homework well.
People don't just dream to become presidents of the country. So even before the nominations was opened for them to pick the nomination forms, they really knew what they were up to. So I think that if you want to become the president, and it's not a matter of dreaming over it in a day before picking nominations, you should have started organizing your arrangements to have those endorsements. And if you look at the PNDC Law 284, I don't think it's for fun. That Section 9 is saying that for a political party to be taken as registered political party or a good political party, it should be able to organize in not less than 2/3 of the parts of the country. And it wasn't for fun, because I'm sure the framers of the law knew that before you can become a president, you need such number of endorsements. Therefore, if your party had been able to organize in not less than 2/3, it wouldn't be difficult calling on your people to come, or even tearing, you know, some of them even brought the bouton, would tear region by region, send to people.
Deputy Chairperson of the EC in charge of corporate services, Georgina Opoku-Amankwa. The spokesperson for independent presidential candidates in this year's election, Jacob Osei Yeboah, says the threats of legal action by some disqualified presidential candidates has the tendency of disrupting the electoral process. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the spokesperson, Enoch Ejiri, advised the candidates to rather resort to other means of correcting the anomalies than the law court. He spoke to Abraham Donko.
His impression is that they have to try their best possible not to go to court with this whole thing. And also pleading to the Electoral Commission not to criminalize the whole thing or the whole process, because we are all human beings and once in a while we all make mistakes. Because those who are disqualified, all of them were all able candidates who did their best possible. Unfortunately, things didn't go as planned. And the misreaction that came up is something that seems to be bothering most of us because of the words some of them have used, the harsh means some of them have used. But we are just pleading that let's all come together and then try and drop this whole court case, trying to chase EC up with this court stuff, and then concentrate on the next 4 years and see how things are going to be like. So that is the advice that Jacob is giving to the various aspirants.
You also reckon that if there's a situation like this, you feel you've been given a raw deal, you have no other option than to resort to the law courts for interpretation to be sought.
I agree with what you're saying. But you see, we are in a country where we do everything based on law. And we are law-abiding citizens, we are law-abiding country. And the EC chair herself is a lawyer by profession. So whatever thing that she did it not based on her own interest, but based on the law. So if you decide to pursue this case in court, what makes you think you're going to go through knowing too well that she used the law rightly? That is the point that we're trying to make. So if you decide to challenge it, probably you could have used some other means by maybe going to the EC to have one-on-one with them for them to explain certain things. Then you sit down, then you plan. But if you decide to go to court and she decides also to go with certain laws regarding the Green Political Party Act, it's just going to affect the whole process. So this is not a matter that you're supposed to try their best possible to force yourself on it. What they need to do is to come together, plan their acts, and then find their mistakes, and then fill those holes so that next time they do the right thing.
Enoch Ejiri is spokesperson for independent presidential candidates in this year's election, Jacob Osei Yeboah.